It's Wednesday, March 13th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. After leading a prayer group late last Friday night, Pastor Abdul in eastern Kenya was beaten unconscious by a group of local Somali Muslims, upset with his Christian work, reports Morningstar News. He suffered a broken bone in his thigh, severe bruising over his body, and is now in fear for his life and that of his family. Jesus says, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved." Matthew 10:22. The millennials are following a 29-year-old Pied Piper of socialism. Her name? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democrat Socialist Congresswoman of New York. Listen to her condemnation of capitalism at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas, this past Saturday.
Capitalism, to me, it's an ideology of capital. The most important thing is the concentration of capital. And it means that we seek and prioritize profit and the accumulation of money above all else, and we seek it at any human and environmental cost. That is what that means. And to me, that ideology is not sustainable and cannot be redeemed.
Andy Puzder, the former CEO of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, has written a new book entitled The Capitalist Comeback, The Trump Boom and the Left's Plot to Stop It. Listen to his reaction to the foolishness of Ocasio-Cortez.
No, wrong, so wrong. It's exactly backwards. And I'll prove it to you. Been on Amazon lately? Each of the thousands of products Amazon offers represents the work of people who believe they have something you want or need. If they're right, they prosper. If they're wrong, they don't. That's how the free market works. It encourages people to improve their lives by satisfying the needs of others.
In his third crack at runaway spending, President Donald Trump unveiled his third budget, taking a sharp knife to every department's fat. For some agencies, that's a 5% cut. For 10 others, agriculture, education, energy, health and human services, housing and urban development, interior, state, transportation, Corps of Engineers, and the Environment Protection Agency, the axe falls even harder, chopping 31% at the EPA alone. If the Congress listens to the successful businessmen, it will result in $2.75 trillion in savings. A man who lived as a transgender woman and then became America's first legally recognized non-binary